on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good evening and welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady and Janna Death by Gucci. What's up?
God, I feel like death.
I know. We're trying to put on a happy face.
Not quite by Gucci, but yeah. Death by.
Death by virus.
Yeah.
But not the computer viruses.
Yeah, all of this. I don't know. And Jen says I got her sick because she doesn't go out and she's only been online with me. So, I don't know. I guess we call it that.
Digital viruses.
A digital virus. The Informant virus.
Yeah.
So, what's been going on with everybody?
Like you say, we're out sick, so I was actually home today. And then I started watching that new show, Revolution.
Oh, is that cool? I saw the commercials for that.
Actually, it kind of seemed a lot like Walking Dead to me. So, it was kind of interesting.
Really?
It takes a little bit getting used to the premise, and there's a lot of characters. That's the one thing that's probably, the tough part with it getting started out. I mean, the premise behind the show is that all of a sudden, one day, power went out across the entire world. Planes crashed, everything. And they could not turn no one knows why the power turned off. Militias formed, and that became the new government, and, there's a rebel cause out there to rebuild the United States of America as we know it, and so the American flag has become the rebel flag, and they think that, there's this group that's trying to basically, take back their country, and...
It seemed like really Walking Dead-like when I saw the commercials, but I knew it wasn't like a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, it's not a zombie apocalypse. It's just, the big thing and the challenge you're trying to figure out is, what caused this blackout? And then you start getting hints of that there's people that do have access to some power, electricity. And the question is, how do they have it? What are they doing with it? And it's interesting. It seems pretty well written. The videography was nice.
I'll try to catch up on it.
I think some people will like it. I mean,
I gotta say, we're 10 days away from The Walking Dead, so I don't know if I can handle too many.
Oh, what night is that gonna start?
Let's see, it would be Sunday nights.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm so excited. And we've been rewatching season 2 that I just got on DVD last week to catch up. Yeah.
My favorite show is Sons of Anarchy.
I know.
Really I haven't good. Really gotten into that one.
Oh, didn't it's so someone good. From that show die this week or something crazy?
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's.
We won't say who in case Pete starts to watch it.
Died on
but you
the
know
show.
What show nobody's watching?
I wasn't talking about the show. I thought something tragic.
Oh, yeah, in real life, one of the acts.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the first 3 seasons he was on.
Hmm.
Or no, the first 2 seasons he was
yeah,
the prospect.
I'm not a spoiler alert here.
Yeah. No, he died in real life.
Yeah. Okay.
And killed some people along the way.
Yikes. What's the one show that nobody's watching? Mafia Wars?
Oh, no. Well, sort of. The Mob Doctor. Well, it's aired 3 times now, and it started with dismal ratings, and then they dropped. And the ratings are like so bad, they're 47% behind the next worst show.
Oh, no.
And
they don't really
just...
have anybody. I mean, I don't think there was anybody on that show that was a name. You know, and even like the one that we were talking about earlier, The Revolution, there's people in there you recognize as actors. And I mean, that
You're
makes
just
a
not
difference
sure from
in
where.
The show. Yeah.
There were a couple on the premiere of that show. One of them got killed. Yeah. I forget its name.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at The Walking
but
Dead.
It's awful.
I didn't know any of those actors.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
I wasn't familiar. I don't think. Oh, well, the one guy, I won't be a spoiler for anybody that didn't see season 2, but he didn't make it to the end of season 2.
Oh, the older brother?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just realized
but
the other
he was
night.
Wait, what are you talking about? I'm confused.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, The Walking Dead. That guy's old school actor. I just realized when I was watching, The Green Mile? Is that that movie was. Is that the movie he's in?
Could be.
But anyway, like The Executioner. Is that the one with Tom Hanks? Right?
Yeah.
So he's in that movie. And then I started having flashbacks about what happened on last season. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I had to start watching it again. But yeah, I hadn't watched The Mob Show at all. I keep seeing the ad pop up on my page.
Well, that's what's more annoying than anything is those ads keep coming up. And people are starting to get really mad, too, because the ads on the featured ad module.
Oh, my God. That's me nuts.
Yeah, that you'll get reward points. Well, you don't. And the only thing we can think of is there was a pretty big exploit not too long ago where the ad would just keep looping over and over and you could keep getting reward points. Oh. And I've heard rumors that people got 20,000, 30,000 reward points. I don't know if that's true or not.
Sweet.
But that was fixed. And so what happened was we noticed we did a lot of testing on it and you would get one of the ads would work a day. And then now when you click on them, they say no ads are available. Come back later or an error. But I'm sorry, if I'm going to see a button that says if I click on it, I get reward points.
They better be there.
Yeah, and they're not. And everyone's getting mad and they're testing it. And you can even watch the video and it'll say you got the reward points if it works. And then you look at your account and you didn't.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know if Zynga thinks we're not going to notice that.
They won't notice. They took
but
the
they have a problem. I mean, I can understand them wanting to put an end to that exploit, but don't take advertisers' money for click-throughs that we do by promising us reward points. I think that's kind of shady.
Yeah, hold up your end of the deal. It's totally shady.
Yep.
You know, if I'm not going to get a reward point, tell me and I won't click it.
Mm-hmm.
I got enough crap to click on.
Yep.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So that they need to do something about that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yippers.
So what's new in Spock? Anything cool happen this week?
A couple things. One of them, another toolbar feature called the Copy Ice. That's a part of the Streamline Fighting. If you turn that on within, which is all in beta, that module that we're trying to develop does two things right now. One is it hides the loot items as they're being collected while you fight, with the intention and hope that it's actually speeding up the fighting process because it's not making those calls. But we got to do some more testing on that. And the other thing is Brandon now added a copy ice feature so that when you get the ice pop-up window, there's now a button that shows up on that page that you can copy that ice and then copy the details of that ice out somewhere and paste it somewhere else.
That's so nice because it's such pain.
Yeah, for those manual fighters, there's now a way to get that information pretty easy.
Thank
and then the other thing is we have Ike been doing something a little bit different with the Lucky Stash. So now he created a Lucky Stash Spocklet that is available in the if you go into the toolbar and you go into the list of Spocklets from the group, you can actually now add what's called a Lucky Stash bookmarklet, and it'll play those four free spins for you. So
that's
kind of
nice.
Handy.
It's so nice because it bypasses the flash, too.
Yeah. And it'll tell you whether or not you won, how you won, what you won, and all those kinds of things. And it does the four free. There's also an option to turn on reward point spending for those people that actually want to play the slots with reward points. There's an option for that, too.
Jen.
He didn't give me that. So when I use the script,
oh,
I don't
good.
Get that button.
Thank you. That was the nicest thing they could have done for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was really thoughtful and sweet.
It was.
Thank you. You saved her.
Yeah.
Well, I think because of that script, I'm going to start using my free spins. I never do because I worry that if I use them, I won't be able to stop.
Right.
Then I'll start spending reward points. So it's a nice way to do those spins on the off chance you'll win something. And you don't have to actually see the slot machine and be lured in by its attractiveness. And have that dream that you're going to get a lot of reward points.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And it's fast. It's much faster.
I've never assumed I would, and I never have. So.
I'm always an optimist and a dreamer.
You live in Vegas.
I know. So even though I know it's rigged and I'm not going to.
And it will tell you what the current total grand prize is if you win it all.
Yes.
It does tell you that, too, on each spin.
And then she doesn't need to see that all the time.
Well, he has commentary. Like right now, it's kind of low. It's like 28 or 29,000.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, he puts who cares. So it'll be fun to see what he adds.
It's like the Bagometer where it tells you along the way, you know. Or the other one is Days Played. For those people that haven't messed with some of our scripts for a while, the Days Played is always fun to bring up, especially if you've been addicted to this game for a while.
And I don't even want to look at that.
You get a message telling you you need to go outside and get some air.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Fox Public Service.
Yeah, it's our community service effort.
Yes, and very then, nice. PSA.
Yeah. The other one that's got kind of worked on a little bit is the 501 Spocklet, which lets you put in the ID of a person, the Mafia Wars or Facebook. And what it does is it renders back what the 501 items that they actually have that they're using. And it's kind of a handy one.
Hey, you know what my verdict is?
One.
I can quit at any time. I just don't want to.
There you go.
So I have a script.
Yeah, apparently.
You know what I like about the updated 501?
What?
Is, you know, when you look at people's inventory, when you want to read what their defense equipment is, and they list it all in one line.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And well, the new updated one, it lists it single file. So it's much easier to read.
Right.
I really like that. And you got to wait for it. Like when Ike told us about it the first time I used it, I was like, I'm just getting the old one, but it takes like maybe 30 seconds and it changes to this new and improved screen.
Yep.
Nice.
It's
working
really
hard.
Nice. And it's really nice too, because like if you want to snoop at someone's inventory and they're in your mafia, then you got to remove them and then you got to attack them. So if you want to look at like one of
and
the
God
big
forbid
ones,
you want to be their friend again. You got
yeah, and then you don't want to attack someone and they see you attacked them and then they'll come after you.
Then you're just a big ass.
But another reason to look at inventory too is to help people. You know, if they say, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as in the past because you can't really get anything, but.
Yeah, it's definitely not like it used to be as far as that went. Everything
and that's where they went wrong, I think, with our game.
Yeah, because people like that.
A big part of this game was helping people, trading, things like that. And
that's
they just
kept the social part alive, that and fighting.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what. It's a mess.
Yeah.
I think those are the big ones. The one other thing that I will mention that kind of came into play this week, and it actually affected me yesterday, maybe, was an issue with the reframe script that Brandon had wrote quite a while ago.
Written.
And I was actually running an older version of it. It's a Grease Monkey script for Firefox that basically unframes the game anytime you go to Mafia Wars. And I was running the 0.003 version of it. And all of a sudden, I couldn't get to anything in Mafia Wars. So if you run across that, then you're going to want to go out to the group or the page and get the newer framed version.
Mm-hmm.
Reframer. Boy, I can't speak tonight either.
Yeah, we're a wreck.
Having trouble following you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're way.
So it's the switch or the?
No. The Grease Monkey script that reframes.
Oh.
Okay, Facebook. See, Zynga, a long time ago, added a script inside the page that basically forced the reframing of the game. And
okay.
Remember when that happened and everybody freaked
I
out because unframing couldn't be done anymore. So then that's when there were several other ways to unframe. The faux unframing, which is like spotcon.me/unframed, which is still really framed, but it doesn't look framed because we hide a whole bunch of stuff. Or the other option was what Brandon created, which was a Grease Monkey script that anytime you went to a Mafia Wars page, it actually removed that section of code so that the page loaded normally and it behaved just like unframing did back in the day. Well, I'm guessing over the last couple of days, Zynga made some changes again, and it affected the ability to unframe the game again. And apparently, the newer version of the script that he had, which was 0.004, worked just fine. But I had an older one in my Grease Monkey scripts list, so that's the reason why I suffered through the issues. So, it's actually called Reframe Preventer was the name of it. But for those that use Chrome, this wasn't an option for you. you had some other things that are available to do.
Yeah, that's why that stuff confuses me.
Right. See, and I've always been on Firefox, and Firefox has some code that allows you to access a page before it ever even loads in the browser. And so we can actually basically intercept the Mafia Wars game in this case, and then take out that block of code that Zynga put in there to prevent everybody from unframing, and then we get a natural, true unframed game on Firefox, mm-hmm. where, you know, the other solutions that you have on the Chrome side are sometimes more the faux unframing is like what I like to describe it as.
So. I still don't see why they do that, because that's a perfect workaround to all these Facebook loading issues people have.
Yeah, we tried to tell them that too.
And I know.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And there's so many people, you know, and I even use the analogy that, you know, you can play any one of their bobblehead games and there's a full screen option. And why can't we have that same effect in Mafia Wars? And the answer I was given is because it's not Flash. And I'm like, no, but you don't get it. It's irrelevant whether or not it's Flash. We create a full screen game by unframing. Mm-hmm. So we've found a way to do it. You should be embracing the way for us to do it and actually give us a button that lets us unframe to a natural unframe without having to do all these workarounds and everything. But I'm sure there's some agreement between them and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah, probably. Always something. So. It looks like they haven't fully made all of the old VIP holdouts crossover yet, huh?
We're kind of testing that right now. I should have more news tomorrow, but they had that second wave of you have 20 more days.
Yep. Well,
when that expired, a girl named Myra, she's been tracking it for me. Uh-huh. She was then told that it would remain until her subscription expired, and that's going to happen tomorrow with her. And then right. she's going to let me know.
Hey, did you guys hear there's kind of a resurgence of MySpace?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard some news
There is some big news that MySpace has gone in and done a whole revamp of the look and feel of MySpace and everything else. And Justin Timberlake created his new profile and all kinds of stuff. And there's like this growing resurgence of MySpace people again.
It wow. says bringing sexy back to MySpace.
See? And I wonder if they're... If Mafia Wars will have to find its way back onto MySpace.
Yeah, I'd be kissing Tom's ass again. Is that his name, right?
I don't Tom, know.
He was yeah. my first yeah. friend.
He's everyone's first friend.
I know. He's like, Tom's, at least everybody's got a mutual friend with Tom.
That's funny.
And I'm not
one degree
with
of
Mark
separation,
Zuckerberg.
Right?
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
I know, if he was everybody's friend.
Keeps doing it, like so many people cannot stand Timeline, and mm-hmm, they use all these Timeline removers, and the problem with the Timeline removers is they interfere with a lot of scripts, so we're getting a lot of, you know, my click trap worker doesn't work, my remove Facebook friends doesn't work. Well, a lot of times it's because of your Timeline remover.
Yeah.
And people just start embracing Timeline.
I had to remove the remover.
And I have to tell you, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like you've always said, ironically, Timeline is what MySpace used to be.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it. Yeah, well, I don't like Facebook. This.
And Timeline's the demise of some interaction with fan pages with their fans.
Yeah.
Because we used to do a whole bunch of stuff on the Spock homepage where, you know, we'd put up kind of silly jokes. And
We even did more on the Informant page. A little bit, but some.
Yeah, and we did all that kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden Timeline came out, and then you could never really find anything on a Timeline page conveniently.
Oh.
You know, and so basically all that came to a big stop that why do you even bother trying to do, you know, a group event or anything like that on a fan page using Timeline, mm-hmm. because nobody finds it.
Today their big announcement was they reached over 1 billion users.
Who?
Facebook.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The stock went up for like a couple hours and then declined again back to where it was.
But yeah, they're banning fake accounts.
Yeah, they're...
I know, and that's the thing with
Facebook.
Well,
no, they're banning them so
that
they can create new ones for their...
I do have more than one account.
Oh.
And I'm guessing a lot of people do, so just like their numbers are...
Yeah, one of our listeners, Bill, mentioned, I think it was Bill that mentioned that, said, you know, you almost, if you do have minis, what you want to do is start putting your kids' photos or something along those lines to make them more real, as opposed to the usual, you name them.
I've given up on minis and all that.
Yeah, I have one, but
ready to go.
I hardly ever use it. It'll probably be banned by the time I do go to use it.
It will be banned now.
Yeah. I have one, and my dad, he says he wants nothing to do with Facebook ever in his life. So he has a Facebook account that I control.
You're in control.
Yes.
Tell him you have legal rights via power of attorney that I can run his Facebook page.
Well, it's funny, too. Like, they wanted the phone number, so I called my dad. I'm like, Dad, I need your phone number, your cell phone. They're going to send you a text. Now tell me what it says.
You've got all the workarounds.
Well, just for that account, and then if Facebook needed to see...
You got into your mom's that one time. There's one time you had your brothers. There's that one time. I could go on and on. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you just have a lot of really nice people in your life that give you their passwords, apparently. Anyway. So what's up? Anything else, y'all?
I don't know.
In the game?
Jennifer.
Yeah, I need to hear what Jen has to say.
Yeah, we got the new mission. It's called the Hitless Mission, and it's pretty doable. It's it's easier than some of the last one. There's like one or two tasks that might take up a lot of energy, but it's not very ice heavy. So people should be able to finish that one in time.
I'm sorry, y'all. I talked to Chester earlier. I've got that mentality now. Sorry.
That's why I'm just ignoring it.
No, sorry. And he's so mean to you. I would ice him if I were you. Oh, he doesn't. Sorry.
The new batch of VIP loot came out. And Zynga's still offering the free trial. So if you haven't gotten it yet, now might be a good time to get it. Hmm. But I imagine it'll be offered forever. So the longer you can hold out, the better loot you'll have. Mm-hmm. And these loot items bring your score up pretty much. I hit 400,000. But then it was pointed out to me by Ike, who used the 501, that I had a lot of crate items.
Yes. And you always talk about buying them, so.
Well, I didn't think I bought that many of them.
Yeah.
But I guess
that's why they've enabled. That's why they're keeping you from being able to do certain things in the game, which is awesome. If Zynga could police you like that, they would lose so much money.
Yeah. But I think if people max out on these 8 loot items, they'll be close to 400,000.
Oh, nice.
I just assumed everybody would. And then someone accused me of cheating.
Don't they always?
Yeah, they said I had maxed out on the daily take loot, which people have, but I haven't. I don't have time to scan all that crap.
Mm-hmm. Who does?
But that's a whole other can of worms we don't really want to talk about. And the secret district loot was added to the inventory, so we should see that at any time. And it's called, guess what? It's called How Do We End Our Show?
That's a wrap.
That's exactly what it's called. I think they copied us.
They keep doing that.
But that's a common, funny. The theme is like movie making. But I still think they stole it from us.
Mm-hmm. Of course they did.
Should see if we can sue and get some money.
Just like the honey badger.
And that doesn't look like anything special, nothing different than we've been getting.
I mean, don't you guys always think of Mike when you see the Dish commercial and they're talking about the Hopper?
Yeah.
Don't you always imagine Mike in it?
Sorry.
I was just thinking of the associations.
I picture him as the guy that says, shut up.
I know.
He is.
My grandpa's down in the basement again.
He's that guy. Carry on. I'm sorry. I'm so squirreled out tonight.
Yeah, I'm out of it too. We're getting new mystery bags this time around. It's called Cyber Mystery Bags. And I found the server image of the banner, and it says, for the cyberpunk in you. Oh. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Cyberpunks.
Yes, and that's the unique loot item is a cyberpunk. But it's a girl. She kind of looks like that girl from that, what's that TV show where the lab girl is like?
CSI or something. Oh, yeah, the chick with the like dark hair and the tattoos on her neck and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
NSI or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what she kind of looks like.
I like her. She's a cool character.
Yeah.
NCIS.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike, from the Hopper.
And It looks like we're going to get another robbing spree season, which is cool because I think people like that. And a third season of the Ice Board started. And this feature, it causes way more trouble than it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, I always check out the numbers. And here we're in a time where Facebook's deleting a lot of fake accounts. But Mafia Wars numbers actually did a little spike.
Because people created new accounts.
Well, that and they ice themselves with their minis or vice versa. And then I really hate to see the people that show up on the global leaderboard. They get a lot of unnecessary attacks. You know, just because you think it's cheating to ice a mini or ice yourself with a mini, it can be done. There's no preventing it. Zynga doesn't say you can't do this, so, you know.
Oh, Morton again, huh?
Yeah. Well, Morton only did it for the first day. He got, like, I think he got 28,000 ices in the first day.
And now he's at, according to mine, he's at 32,800.
Yeah, he's taking it easy now. It is a lot of work, contrary to what people think. It's a lot of work setting all that stuff up.
Well, congratulations, you know.
Yeah, but he gets a lot of unnecessary attacks, which, like, game attacks, that only helps him.
Is he an ass?
Yeah, he's in the ass family. And he said he likes to be on that leaderboard to get his family name out there and just show it can be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I asked him if he was worried about Zynga banning his account because, you know, like when Dean hit the level cap of like some odd 71,000, whatever it was, he got banned.
Yeah, we all know what happened there.
Yeah.
Did he get his account back ever?
No.
Is that no, that's not resolved. Okay.
No, and we don't know much more about it.
Right.
But Morton said that it would be a good and bad thing if that happened. And I think a lot of us feel that way.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Catch 22.
He's willing mm-hmm. to take. If they're going to ban him, then he knows he'll be done with Mafia Wars.
And c'est la vie.
But he's not that same. Like, kind of when I started my blog, I was paranoid that if you use scripts, you would get banned. I knew very little about the game at the time. And so I wanted to be anonymous because I was like, well, if they find me, they're going to ban me if I admit I'm using these scripts. And then it was too hard to kind of keep my Facebook name or Mafia Wars name out of it. And one day I just said, you know what? I don't care. If they ban me, it wouldn't be the worst thing to happen in my life.
Right. I know. And you've said it over and over again. So it would be good for you, frankly.
I think most people would just and move on.
It would be good for all of us.
Probably.
Nope.
I'm closer and closer all the time. I got you. You guys know that. Probably, yeah. If it wasn't for the show's really probably what keeps me here at this point.
Yeah.
And so, and I do still like to play. I do my chores, you know.
Yeah.
I do my thing.
Speaking of banned accounts, you guys got to hear this. We got a rant that came in from Leif Strand. He's from Sweden, and he, you know, we always joke with him because he goes on and on about being. You know, the greatest Mafia Wars player, and there's been some videos out there and stuff like that. So he left us a little rant on the line that was him basically explaining why he talks the way he does in the game and stuff like that. But it's funny, a part in there he talks about his first account getting banned and had to start all over.
Are you going to play it?
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys want to listen for a sec.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Hi everyone, my name is Leif H. Strand and I'm a member of the Spock family. What comes to ISIS on a monthly basis, I am ranked as number 5 approximately in the family. And what comes to more consistent numbers, I could tell that I stay around 160,000 ISIS so far on this character, which is my second one. I actually got banned once because of furious behavior, which means that yes, I was playing Mafia Wars already in the beginning, and well, I was not like the nicest guy around. I am a formal assistant godfather of the clan NTN, and Nowadays, I am a peaceful Spock member, only killing for the good sake of the family, of course. And no, I am absolutely no bragger, even if I am just ahead of Ike Meyer, Pete Lundgren, and Martin Hedman. Enough said of that. What else? Well, I would like to make a shout-out. I would like to tell everyone that bragging isn't a bad thing in Mafia Wars. Bragging is actually one of the main essences in the game. It has been already from the beginning when Synga actually asked you to brag about your stuff. And I live according to that rule. Bragging is good, non-bragging is bad. I also would like to say hi to all the members of the Spock family and to Wolfie, my good friend, who is probably listening to this right now. And of course, you guys, you rock. Bye from Leif H.T. Strand, Sweden.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's funny. He's a character. And
he is.
Yeah, so... Yeah, my best belief. He's now a part of the Spock family, as he said in his clip. But yeah, he's fun.
That's good. You know, it's definitely good to have fun people around.
Yep.
The fun people and the show. There, I'll keep adding something else, but you know, I still have my reasons for being here. But then at the same time, I don't have as strong of a need. Mm-hmm. I don't freak out if I don't sign on, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I got stuff to do. I got stuff to do.
Well, yeah. So,
agree
with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Although, hey, I got some news. This week I made it in the top 25 levelers of the Mafia Wars gods.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, it was number 19.
Check you out.
You're going to get banned.
I'm on my way.
Happened right after we air. That's pretty awesome.
But, yeah, I kind of, well, you know, I shifted a while back. My new goal was to start leveling and spend less time doing some of the other goofy stuff. And so I've been on a mission now. I'm
getting focused on wrapping up our goals.
Trying to get up to that 20K level.
You've been working on your property, too, I noticed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
I think I'm going to go over 11 this time.
He's not gonna
want to
mess up.
You might as well. You have plenty of time.
Yeah. I don't want the word to get out.
Where are you at now?
Pistol Pete gave up on. I'm at 11.
And that's yeah.
And in the past, I would stop dead in my tracks.
But you're gonna go.
But
there's still like 10 more days.
I know. That's why I said
8 more. I
and
think.
It just seems logical because now there's a +6 item of defense, and although you don't build defense right now, you might in the future.
Nope.
And you might not like it.
Nope, because I'm on a leveling mission. I'm heading for the cap.
Well.
So you want to see if you get there.
I want to get to the cap.
We all have our goals.
Well, we don't even know what the real cap is. Like, they told us 65,000, but everyone that's hit any sort of cap in the game, it's been some odd like 71,100, mm-hmm. 90 something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm heading
to the camp. It will be interesting to see. But you're kind of far away from that, aren't you?
Well, I'm coming up on 20K.
Wow.
Yeah, that's far away.
Yeah.
I noticed when I ran my Mafia manager, you were way up on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting there. You know, and it always seems like, you know, these things are so far out of reach. Like you said, 70K. You know, yeah, I thought several months ago, being at 10K, I'd never get to where I'm at now. Or even beyond that, you know, when you're down in the 1K, 5K, you know, that you can get up this high. It just depends on how your character's been built. And I've always built mine with stamina and energy, focusing on the leveling. So
I've always been attack defense. So now I've been dispersing it. I've gotten OCD with my numbers lately.
Yeah.
I like them to be even.
Jen started rubbing off on me like that. I'm like, no, I like zero zeros or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, every time I try to do that, then like I'll
then it changes, yeah,
or something, and you're like, oh, it messed me
well
up.
Then you want them to be all 25, or I don't know. I start getting weird, but yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So anything else got to cover?
I don't think so.
No, that's about it.
Well, anybody want to say hi, shout out? Peace out.
Just a Spock bill. Out. Bill for the tip on the, you know, protecting your.
Yeah, thanks. Minis. We appreciate that. I forget. People don't really call that so much anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Call other us.
Than that, Spock on.
I have
Spock
a shout
on. Out. You do. Jen does. What's your shout out?
My shout out is to Mark Lanny. I had to boot him from my Mafia and Facebook friends because he was beating me in the ice event.
Oh, Jen.
He was really cool about it. I said, I'll add you back as soon as it's over. And I just think that shows, like, if anyone wants to remove me, they can, because I would rather them get the loot. And right. Knowing they'll add me back in a week, nothing's lost. Mm-hmm. But I did
Do it the way that you did it and tell them. Don't just do it and then assume that they're going to be your friend again.
I did remove someone that I didn't know.
Well, then.
But I'll find them and add them back.
But you can't make everybody happy.
But you have to be, this trick does work, but there's a strategy to it. And I learned it the hard way because I did not get my loot item the last time. Mm-hmm. Once you remove somebody, they replace that person with somebody else. Well, you have to do it in enough time that the new person gets added. Because if they get added and it's somebody that has more ices than you, just because you're showing number one doesn't mean you're necessarily number one. You have to give it time to, like, level out. Mm-hmm. And I went to customer support, like, 3 times over not getting my golden shield because I was number one on my module. But they looked into it. I finally got one that looked into it because the rest of them just said it was on a slow roll. And so, like, 2 weeks later, I'm like, I don't think it's a slow roll. And that agent went and looked, and I was really in third place, even though my game said one. I had removed a couple people, maybe, I want to say, between 2 and 6 hours before it ended. So I'm trying to stay on top of that. Because I do want that loot item for this next one. It has stats over 200.
Very nice.
Yes. So if I remove anyone, I'm sorry, I'll add you back. But I've been doing a lot of ices so that I don't have to mess with all that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I have to remove anybody else.
How very nice.
Unless a gunner comes out of nowhere.
And she'll get you. She'll shoot you down. Mess with the Mafia War Loot Lady bitches. I'm going to call it a wrap.
Yeah, okay. I think so. We're getting silly now.
Yeah, I think we were silly the whole show.
I think so. Well, yeah, can you put a disclaimer at the beginning and ending?
That we're all, like, drugged out on cough medicine.
The NyQuil episode, I don't know.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new world.